Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 16, 1804. A very white frost. While stepping up the tempo of finishing their living quarters at Fort Mandan, because of the approach of what feels like severe winter, the captains do not seem distracted from keeping an eye on what's happening around them. Captain Clark observes,
"All the men move into the huts, which are not finished. Several Indians come to the camp today. The Assiniboines are at the Big Belly camp. Some trouble like to take place between them from the loss of horses, as is said by an old Indian who visited us with four buffalo robes and corn to trade for a pistol, which we did not let him have. The men employed until late daubing their huts. Some horses sent down to stay in the woods near the fort to prevent the Assiniboines from stealing them. Captain William Clark, November 16, 1804.
The Assiniboine tribe at this time lived north of the Mandan. They were nomadic hunters and did not cultivate the land. Clark was suspicious of them and made a note that they were vicious, plundering, and sometimes murdering their own traders. Of course, the expedition was most interested in keeping a record of whom the United States could and could not trade with. The Assiniboine, apparently, wound up on the could not column. The daubing, Clark referred to, more commonly known as chinking, was a method of filling the spaces between the logs of the cabins with clay. It was likely an arduous task, given the already chilly weather. Tomorrow, chinkity-chink-chink, daub-daub.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Production assistance from Kristen Barrick. Captain Clark is read by Sean Batiste. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.